But it's not going anywhere.
Oh, well, that's not my problem, is it? Said Ronnie. I do milk and dairy products.
Lutze looked around the sparkling dairy, at the glistening bottles, at the gleaming churns. What a job for a timeless person. The milk would always be fresh. He looked back at the bottles, and an unbidden thought rose in his mind. Even the horsemen were people-shaped, and people are vain. Knowing how to use other people's vanity was a martial art all in itself, and Lutze had been doing it for a long time.
"I bet I can work out who you were," he said. "I bet I can work out your real name."
"Nah, not a chance, monk," said Ronnie.
"Not a monk, just a sweeper," said Lutze calmly. "Just a sweeper."
"You called them the law, Ronnie. There's got to be a law, right? They make the rules, Ronnie, and you've got to have rules, isn't that true?"
"I do milk and milk products," said Ronnie, but a muscle twitched under his eye.
"Also, eggs by arrangement. It's a good steady business. I'm thinking of taking on more staff for the shop."
"Why?" said Lutze. "There won't be anything for them to do."
"And expand the cheese side," said Ronnie, not looking at the sweeper. "Big market for cheese, and I thought maybe I could get a C-mail address. People could send in orders. It could be a big market."
"All the rules have won, Ronnie. Nothing moves anymore. Nothing is unexpected because nothing happens."
Ronnie sat staring at nothing.
"I can see you've found your niche then, Ronnie," said Lutze soothingly. "And you keep this place like a new pin. There's no doubt about it. I expect the rest of the lads would be really pleased to know that you're, you know, getting on all right. Just one thing, why did you rescue me?"
"What? Well, it's my charitable duty."
"You're the fifth horseman, Mr. Soak. Charitable duty?"
"Except," Lutze thought, "you've been human-shaped a long time. You want me to find out. You want me to. Thousands of years of a life like this, it's curled you in on yourself. You'll fight me all the way, but you want me to drag your name out of you." Ronnie's eyes glowed.
"I look after my own, sweeper." "I'm one of yours, am I? You have certain worthwhile points."
They stared at one another.
"I'll take you back to where I found you," said Ronnie Soak. "That's all. I don't do that other stuff anymore."
The auditor lay on its back, mouth open. Occasionally, it made a weak little noise like the whimper of a gnat. "Try again, Mr. Dark Avocado, Mr. White. Is that a real colour?" "Yes, Mr. White," said Mr. Dark Avocado, who wasn't entirely sure that it was. "Try again, then, Mr. Dark Avocado." Mr. Dark Avocado, with great reluctance, reached down towards the prone figure's mouth. Its fingers were a few inches away when, apparently of its own volition, the figure's left hand moved in a blur and gripped them. There was a crackle of bone.
"I feel extreme pain, Mr. White."
"What is in its mouth, Mr. Dark Avocado?"
"It appears to be cooked fermented grain product, Mr. White. The extreme pain is continuing."
"A foodstuff?"
"Yes, Mr. White. The sensations of pain are really quite noticeable at this point."
"Did I not give an order that there should be no eating or drinking or unnecessary experimentation with sensory apparatus?"
"Indeed you did, Mr. White. The sensation known as extreme pain, which I mentioned previously, is now really quite acute. What shall I do now?"
The concept of orders was yet another new and intensely unfamiliar one for any auditor. They were used to decisions by committee, reached only when the possibilities of doing nothing whatsoever about the matter in question had been exhausted. Decisions made by everyone were decisions made by no one, which therefore precluded any possibility of blame. But the bodies understood orders. This was clearly something that made humans human, and so the auditors went along with it in a spirit of investigation. There was no choice in any case. All kinds of sensations arose when they were given instructions by a man holding an edged weapon. It was surprising how smoothly the impulse to consult and discuss metabolism